Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 531. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Delaware's General Assembly will have the largest LGBTQ representation it has had in history when the new session begins in January. WHYY's Zoe Reed has more.
As activist Sarah McBride became the first transgender person elected to Delaware State Senate Tuesday night, a flood of support was posted on her Facebook account. The encouragement included members of the LGBTQ community who say her win was inspiring.
I am so mindful of the fact that last night's results could send a simple but powerful message to a young person here in Delaware or anywhere else in this country, a young person who's struggling with how they fit into this world, that our democracy is big enough for them too, that their voices matter and that they live their truth and dream big dreams all at the same time.
Delawareans also elected Eric Morrison to become the first openly gay man in the state house.
I always like to think of it as, if you don't have people who have the life experiences making laws, not only can they not solve the problems, but a lot of times they can't even identify the problems.
But the candidates didn't run a campaign of identity politics. They want to expand healthcare access, have universal pre-K, expand paid leave, and reform the criminal justice system. Marie Pinckney will be the first openly gay woman to be elected to the state senate. One of her platforms is environmental justice.
We need to continue to have and increase the amount of public hearings and comments that we have so that communities feel like their voices are heard.
McBride says the election results are a reflection of the fair-mindedness of voters who care more about the candidates' ideas than their identities. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.